Welcome to the Williams Nikon YB Hurton phone conference line.
Hi, who's on the line?
Monty. Monty. Oh.
Hi, Monty. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great, thank you. And you?
Oh, doing very well. Yep. Had a good sleep? Well, I tell you, it's nothing like sleeping on that Nikon mattress, huh?
Got that right.
Good morning.
It's good morning. Who just came on?
It's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you doing down there?
Oh,
now, you're in Texas, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's neat. Has it been hot?
Yes, it has. Pretty sunshine pouring through the windows right now.
What was that?
There's a lot of pouring through the windows right now, so that's nice.
Well,
we have been having some rainy days.
Oh, well, that helps.
Mm, I did.
Yeah. Well, you know, here we are up in the Cascade Mountains, and I want to tell you, it is hot for up here.
Oh.
Boy, I tell you, we just, we're not used to the heat up here in these mountains, and it's been warm. So, anyway.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ruth.
Oh, Ruth, I didn't even recognize your voice.
Well, it's still mine.
Yes, I'm glad that is true.
How's Clyde doing?
Oh, I'm telling you, I am so pleased with the progress. It's unbelievable. But, yeah.
I bet he's feeling a lot better.
Well, you know, when he gets grumpy and grouchy because he's stuck in the house all the time, you know he's getting better. Oh, anyway, yeah.
He's not out walking around yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been a-moving. Well, I don't know. We've got Nancy and Monty and Ruth on. I don't know if we've got anybody else on. Should we get started?
Just a second. Probably. Just a minute. I'll see how many. Okay, yeah, that might be more, but I'm sure that they'll be joining us.
Okay. Well,
we can just have a little bit of good morning visit here as we start. We don't have to start with a lesson right off the bat.
Well, I will tell you that yesterday's discussion sure got me fired up. I appreciated what Mary Lou talked about getting back to the basics of this call. And Ruth, I've got to tell you something very interesting. Sunday evening, I had Caroline call me, and she wanted to know about the Nikon protein drink and about losing weight. Both her and Larry need to lose weight. And in the process of it, I was down at Leah's for their family reunion, so she said, well, call me tomorrow. So yesterday, after Mary Lou had given us that wonderful discussion, I went right on to your site and pulled up the tools, the something tools, I forgot what.
Health style tools.
What? Yeah. Well, anyway, I pulled those up, and I ran them off, and then I called Caroline, and I told her how to get onto your website, and I went through each thing individually to help her understand what we were doing, and. You know, Ruth, it was while I was explaining to her about how she and Larry could take charge, I thought, you know, I'm the world's worst when it comes to doing my journaling. I hate it, as you all know.
You have to put faith in that. Maybe that will help.
What?
have to quit saying that. You know, maybe that will help. Oh, I love it. It's helping me.
There you go. Well, I looked at that and I thought, this is what I will do to get myself on target with what I'm trying to accomplish, is have one of these charts in front of myself all day long. And that will do my journaling, because I'll mark on it when I've done the things that you've outlined on this chart.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's what inspired me for our discussion today, and I really appreciate what Mary Lou did yesterday, and I appreciate the fact that you have gone through all this work to create these things for us.
Well, I don't know why we didn't. Mary Lou and I didn't think about switching places days before, because she was saying, "Well, I don't know what to talk about. You know, I'm not sure I want to take the time to do that." And I'm saying, "Well, I'm not wanting to go through all these things every time on Monday in my head." And so, wow, why don't we switch places? And boy, that is such a relief to not do the part that you're not fitted for, like trying to
wow.
Work. Clothes that are too small or too big and trading places or whatever.
Well.
So really good to have Mary Lee do that. I enjoy it when she does it, but I'm not one to really enjoy doing the same thing over again. So. I'm excited to figure out what I'm talking about on Wednesday.
Oh. Yeah. Well, so. Today, I don't know how many we've got on now, but I would like to...
We have more.
Do we? Okay. Well, I want to welcome everybody to our Transparent Terrific Tuesday. And if any of you have been listening to what I've been talking with Ruth about, yesterday's call with Mary Lou really inspired me to start looking first at this chart that Ruth created for us, and I have not been utilizing it, and I decided it would be the thing that would not only help me to stay on target, to do a journaling in a fashion, and, you know, to be successful. That's what we want, is that if we can do all of these things that have been taught on these calls, we can really improve ourselves. We can improve our health. We can take charge. So today, as all of you know, this is the day that we report. Now, I'm going to use the chart as I report to you my progress, because... And I can only report as of one day, because I've done it for one day. But nonetheless, it's going to be the outline that I'm going to use each week when I report to all of you. And I would hope that all of you would pull up that chart. If you're not online, you can still go to Ruth's YB Hurton website. Ruth, tell her that I don't have the steps sitting here in front of me. There are... Let's see. I know. Go to ybhurton.biz, go to the recorded webinars, and on there, Ruth's presentation, which is down close to the bottom, and then after you get on that, go to Health Style Tools. It'll be the first one at the top of the list. And I would encourage you to print off all of the things that are there, but especially print off the very first page, which is the Health Style with Nikan. Use it as your guide throughout your day, and that's what I'm going to do, and that's how I'm going to be reporting each week. So today I'm going to report to you, not for a whole week of progress, but I'm going to report to you what I have done since I pulled up this chart. Yesterday, I drank 10 glasses of water. I certainly had a wonderful 7 hours of sleeping on my Nikan sleep system. I did my exercising, and because I haven't exercised for about 2.5 months with all this stuff going on with Clyde,
I started out yesterday slow. I started with 5 minutes each time. I did it four times. And by the way, Ruth, my last one I did just before I went to bed last night, and I think it does help you to sleep better. So those are good suggestions. Anyway, going on down through here, I did my breakfast and protein drink. I did my exercising again. I was not good with my lunch, but I did my exercising and drinking of my water all throughout the day. And my dinner was not totally balanced, but just about completely balanced. And I did my snacks, which were wonderful. And all of that helped me to stay on target. And I just so appreciate all this. Anyway, I would like to leave the time open now for the rest of you to report. And don't all jump in at one time. Oops.
Well, I'll report a little bit. I haven't really been doing everything religiously since I've been on the call, but I've been absorbing the info. And this last couple of weeks, I increased the exercise I've been doing. And it's been amazing that the genes that have been fitting unbelievably too tight are now starting to fall off and have to take up the belt a couple of notches. So that's been a good thing. So that's my report.
Oh, that's fantastic, Steve. Great. And I don't know about the rest of you, but when I have something sitting in front of me like this chart that Ruth created, and I put it in a prominent place for me so that throughout the day I have to pass by it, it helps me to refresh my memory of what I'm about. Anyway, is there anyone else that would like to report?
The only thing I'd like to report, Karen, and that is a simple fact that, you know, I really appreciate going back to the journal because I do feel it's important for people that need a regiment in regards to making sure they stay on the program. I find that everything's headed in the right direction. Most of the things on here I surely do every day, and I'm just glad I know it assists me in that factor.
Yeah. I don't know why it's taken me so long, but, you know, I had this this chart that Ruth has on the screen right now. I had that sitting on my counter in my kitchen. I should say on my bar area so it wasn't getting messed up with all the activities in the kitchen. But because it sat there several times a day, it just said, you know, it says to me, well, now, Karen, did you get in that water or have you done that exercising? And like I said, I started out yesterday with just 5 minutes each time, but now today I've already increased it to 10 minutes, and I've already gotten in some good exercise this morning. So I would highly recommend that all of you go and pull up this chart, print it off, and put it in a prominent place in your home where it's going to help you to stay focused throughout the day. These calls really help me to learn the things, and then I need to stay focused throughout the day to implement what I've learned. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to report? Okay, I want to talk a little bit about what has happened to me. Because of our daughter, Caroline, calling me Sunday evening, and then I talked with her yesterday, because of that call, I realized, it's a combination of things. It was because Mary Lou encouraged us look at this chart, and then my daughter's calling really emphasized with me some of the really important things that we have learned here that I don't care what you want out of life. If you want to be healthy, there are some basic things that if you don't do them, I don't care what else you do, and I don't care how much money you have or what you're doing in life. If you're not doing certain things that are extremely valuable for your health, you won't get what you want. And number one is the value of water. You know, this is the very first thing that Ruth put on this chart. PIMAG water. And I said to myself, why in the world is that the first thing on the chart? Well, I went and started looking up water. And let me tell you some of the things that I found out about water. And this isn't going to be real new to a lot of you, but nonetheless, I think you need to have your memory refreshed. Water is the containing medium for electrolytes and all other ions throughout your body. Did you know that? Some of these ions help to form an electrical pathway for all nerve functions. Now, I'm the one who found out personally what happens to you if your nerves are not functioning correctly. And because of it, I now have a pacemaker. And because I'm using Osteodense and the calcium, that has really, really changed my life. But the water is what created the pathways for all these wonderful nutrients to be able to function in my body. Now, number two, all energy from food is used to generate phosphate and cannot do so without the presence of water. I thought, wow, that's interesting. You can be eating all kinds of good food, and it's not going to do you any good if you're not drinking the water. Number three, 2% dehydration can cause serious physical and mental functions. Now, I've heard this discussed on this call, and I think Monty is probably the one who brought it up. And it went on and said that 15% dehydration is likely to be lethal. And I thought, wow, that is really something. It doesn't take long. Water is important for removing toxins from the body. Now, we've talked about that on this call. The body has four major ways of removing toxins. And number one is your bowels. Two is urination. Three is perspiration. And fourth is the processing of toxins by the liver. And, of course, if we're using liver support, that's even going to help us more. But do you know that if you're dehydrated, the first three of these four functions are directly related to excreting water from your body. And when the body is dehydrated, it will try to save the water, which you haven't been drinking, and so that it will minimize, the loss of water, but it also minimizes the function of those things, your bowels, your urination, your perspiration. And what does that end up doing? It forces the liver to assume as much of the workload as possible. And, you know, I have a dear, sweet Native American daughter who had big-time trouble with her liver, and she had gotten herself into trouble with drinking and wasn't able to kick that habit and got her liver in terrible trouble. And do you know that and she'll tell you this herself, the doctors had sent her home to die. And we gave her the PIMAG water along with the optimizer, and she will tell you that is what saved her life. When they told us to take her home and make her as comfortable as possible, they put her on hospice. They told Clyde that she probably wouldn't live through the weekend. Well, Mary Grace, this is like, what, 3.5 years later, is still living. And she'll tell you that it was because of the water. Can you see what a great, tremendous blessing we have? And you know that I was, when Caroline called me about her and her husband getting onto some kind of a program, I was explaining to her the value of water. And she said to me, she says, Mother, I knew water was important, but I didn't understand why. And so, you know, I think all of us, I have fallen down on telling my children, my grandchildren, what does water actually do for our body? I think it's really important that we educate our family and our friends, and hopefully that will encourage them to drink lots of water. Now, is there any of you who would like to add to what I've just shared with you? I know a lot of it is not new, but I do believe that we all need to be reminded, just like yesterday when Mary Lou reminded us about this health style chart. Boy, what a wonderful thing that that is. Anyway, anybody else would like to add to anything about the water?
Yeah, I would, Karen, if it's okay. One of the things that, let me just ask you this question. When we go into starvation, what is it that we want? Well, we want two things. We want food. Okay, well, our body craves food, so all of a sudden our body tells us we're hungry and we need to eat. Well, that's the same thing that happens to our colon and our intestines and our blood in regards to water. In other words, if people aren't drinking enough water, when the water passes through the colon, if the body is not receiving the water that it needs, it reabsorbs the water back into the intestine. Now, the problem with that is as toxins, as water helps us remove toxins from our body, what happens is when we reabsorb the water in our colon back in our bowels, back into our body, we're also reabsorbing the toxins that our body wants to pass through. A good sign of that is constipation. In other words, when people get constipated, the first thing they haven't had enough of in most cases, and I'm not a doctor or professional, but I do read stuff, and that is that as the water is reabsorbed back into the intestines, that basically then we have constipation, and constipation pretty much comes from nothing more than not having enough water to keep the bowel area or the fecal moving through the bowel area. So water is real important. Good, healthy water is real important. And if we don't have enough of it, we reabsorb the toxins and the bad water back into our body, because it's like the body is saying to itself, I need food, or in the basic food for the body is water.
Yep. Boy, well said. Thank you, Monty. You know, we have an extra blessing in the fact that not only do we have access to water, but we have access to the very best water that I know of that a person can find on this earth. Now, there might be better water somewhere, but I sure don't know about it. To think that we can filter our water to where it's very pure, and then it is optimized all in the same process and comes through that waterfall all ready to, it has all the bad stuff taken out, all the good things put back into it, and it has broken the particles of water down to very small particles, so that when you do put it into the body, it is able to penetrate the cells of the body at a more efficient level. And I'm telling you, I just marvel that we have all of these wonderful things, that Nikan puts out. You know, I just send out an email to some of our people. And the email I said was, you know, I've looked all over this, as far as I can look, I've examined other companies throughout the world, and I have never found a company that first has such a wide spectrum of products that impact our health in a dramatic way, but they are the finest of those products. And I haven't sat like an ostrich with my head in the sand and think that Nikan has it all. I really have looked around, and there isn't anything like what Nikan offers. So, any other comments about this?
Karen?
Yeah.
I mentioned the other day that I'd been out in the garden and didn't come in and didn't have my water bottle or anything out there to drink. I had previously drank water out of the hose, but then Dennis reminded me that the hoses say on right on them, don't drink the water out of the hose. And so I didn't drink anything out there either. I just ate some raspberries. And when Monty's talking about this reabsorbing from the bowel, the water from our bowels, and that would include the toxins, that would probably explain why I had the zigzag headache, which I get. If I have any toxins, my head just goes into the ocular migraine thing, which is from the toxins. I've usually an MSD or something. Well, instead, whatever I had disposed of as far as toxins go on, there it is waiting to be reabsorbed, and that is pretty gross. But I'm quite sure now, well, that's why I got that. The other thing that happened is I came in the house, I immediately got some water, but I hadn't had really time to absorb it yet, and so then I got the zigzag ocular migraine. And then I had made a smoothie. And every time I've ever had one before, excuse me, I'm sorry, and had this problem, I always, for a couple hours afterwards, I was just sort of out of it, and I would have to take a nap before I would recover. And this time, it stopped right when I started taking in the smoothie and already had had the water. It stopped immediately, which never went full blown, never got to completely cover my vision. And also, I never had any after effect.
So, wow.
Anyway.
Well,
stop those toxins.
Yeah. You know, Monty, that was such a visual, good way to explain to us the value of drinking plenty of water. And so,
and Karen?
Yes.
You know, one thing I should say is what I gained from that, and I'm thinking of as I'm listening to you guys, is you can do the water like I do 99% of the time. I'm always keeping very hydrated, but it only takes one time of not doing it.
Yeah. That's right. It says the body reacts very quickly to the lack of water. Now, you can go for a number of days without food, but the body will react in a very drastic way when it does not have that water. So, yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I've loved about this call is bringing me back to the basics, but then there's another part of this call that I've enjoyed through these past, what, 6-7 months now, Ruth, these calls have been going?
Since January.
What was that?
Since January.
Yeah, okay. Well, different ones of you have brought on other things that have nothing to do with Nikan products, but they are other items out there that really impact our health. And I came on to an article that was talking about 7 powerful herbs and spices. And I thought, well, you know, maybe this group would like to know about this, because it was talking about, you know, that medically, for centuries, that's what people had to be able to impact their health. They didn't have all the drugs that our pharmaceuticals and our doctors have come up with in recent years. But it was the effectiveness of powerful herbs and drugs that would help them to have health and that they would be pain-free and so on. And I want to tell you about these 7. It's cloves, oregano, ginger, cinnamon, turmeric, rosemary, mustard. And do you know, and there was a lot of details about each one of these herbs or spices, what they do for you. But I thought it was very interesting that all of these herbs are known as antioxidants, and they will help to counteract the effect of damaging free radicals, and they help to prevent disease. Now, I thought, boy, you know, when the Lord created this earth, he really did a fantastic job. You know, we were talking about this at the dinner table last night, about all the things on this earth that we have that will help us to be strong and healthy. And so if all of you want some of the details of what these seven powerful herbs will do, I would be happy to email you the outline of my discussion today, because, you know, it talks about oregano. It says just a half a teaspoon of oregano contains the same amount of antioxidants as a quarter cup of almonds, four times the antioxidant activity of blueberries. Not only is oregano a powerful powerhouse of antioxidants, it is also rich in vitamin K, iron, and magnesium. Wild oregano has been scientifically proven to effectively kill E. coli, salmonella, and almost all foodborne pathogens. So, go be a healthy person, and it says make a Greek salad, add plenty of oregano to it. But, you know, each one of these, it tells, you know, what each one has and how ginger will help to prevent cancer. It's just an incredible information that we need to store away in our head and use these herbs and these spices that the Lord put on this earth to help us to have strong, healthy bodies. Do you know that turmeric is a very strong pain reliever? I never knew that. And it says it can eliminate cancer cells. You know, I have a friend that has cancer right now. I think I'm going to give her this outline. But anyway, if any of you would like to hear about all the details of what these herbs can do for you, I'd be happy to email this to you. But you'll have to email me. That's basically what I had planned for today's discussion. If any of you have anything else that would help all of us to be, to understand how we need to take care of ourselves, I would love for you to share with us. Well, okay, I just want to thank all of you for being on this call and having your input. We will be talking to all of you tomorrow morning. And who does the discussion? Oh, it's Ruth. Ruth does the discussion for tomorrow. So all of you come ready to learn some good things. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Karen. That was great.
Yep.
Bye.